My grandfather had four sons and no daughters. The eldest, Jack, died recently in his 90s. Jimmy, Billy, and my father, Joe, will greet me in purgatory as comparatively young men. Billy had the true Finnegan blood in him, for he fell from a roof drunk. His wake held no promise of resurrection. Jack and Jimmy became plumbers, specializing in the installation of lavatory systems in Catholic presbyteries. Jimmy always found it hard to interpret the incongruity of genuflecting before the Blessed Sacrament with a bloody petty on his shoulder. Jack became a master plumber, which Jimmy never did. He also became a Catholic communist and swore that if Jesus Christ were alive today, he would be General Secretary of the Carpenters Union. He died staunch in the two faiths. My father, Joe, was destined for less tangible trades. He was even given piano lessons. Whatever he did during the day, in the evenings he was to be found in the orchestra pits of music halls, pounding the continuo for a cornet and a fiddle. He first met my mother by way of her ankles. She was in the chorus at the Ardwick Empire, but soon she was to be elevated to the status of soubrette. She also understudied for Josie Collins, the dark, brooding star of the Maid of the Mountains, and reputedly a bit of a bitch. My father took some classes in bookkeeping and during the day kept people's books. There's a vague story I've never properly understood about his cheating a firm that sold encyclopedias door to door and having to run off to Scotland. The firm itself was arraigned for financial irregularities, and he came back to Manchester married to Elizabeth Burgess, who had been performing at a music hall in Glasgow. He got a job as cashier at Swift's Beef Market and was later promoted to chief cashier. He rented a house in Carisbrook Street, Harper Hay, in northeast Manchester, and it was there that I was born.